Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 130, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. So why should you bother sending me in a question? What makes me the expert? Well, I have my Doctorate of Public Health degree with an emphasis in nutrition and chronic disease prevention, as well as my Master's in Public Health with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist. I'm a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing, and a certified health education specialist. I am also an assistant professor and program lead at Bastyr University, California for the Master of Science in Nutrition for Wellness program. And besides that, I always promise to tell you the truth. To the best of my knowledge, I won't lie to you. That's my promise. Now, if you want to send in a question, stick around until the end of the show, and I'll let you know how you can do that. And just so you know, if you do send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books, so there's a little bonus in it for you. And now, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Yeah, hi. I was calling... I'm one of you guys' regular listeners, but I was calling about a supplement that I've been turned on to for a while, and I've done some research on it. It's called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, and it's supposed to help with weight loss, kind of like a diet supplement to help with, I think, kind of mid-range body fat. And I wanted to know, there's a lot of mixed results as far as if it's good to take, if it's bad to take, kind of what your take on it is, and if you would recommend it. And there's also, like, you can take it in certain amounts, or, yeah, just kind of curious what it would be if you would recommend it, or how you would advise using that supplement. Again, CLA. Thanks so much. This is Travis. All right, appreciate it. Keep doing a great job, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your question, Travis, and thank you so much for listening to the show. Recently, I've received a lot of questions, actually, about supplementing with CLA, so the timing of this is perfect. For those of you that may be unaware, CLA stands for conjugated linoleic acid. Basically, it's a type of fat. For example, if you listen to this show, you've probably heard of saturated and trans fat. These are actually two different types of fat with different chemical structures. Because of these different chemical structures, they have different properties. So when we consume saturated fat, our bodies respond very differently to it when compared to something like trans fat, which also has a very different chemical structure. Now, the same will go for CLA. I should mention that CLA is actually found naturally in a number of foods many of us actually eat on a regular basis. Foods like milk, meat, eggs, sunflower and safflower oils, and even mushrooms contain a pretty decent amount of CLA. And in fact, grass-fed animals tend to have higher amounts of CLA. Low-fat and non-fat milk, though, won't have as much CLA. This is because, again, CLA is a fat, so it will get removed during processing. Now, if CLA is found in many of the common foods we eat, why would someone want to take it as a supplement? Well, as Travis mentioned, some studies have found that those that supplement with CLA may see an increase in their lean body mass, basically their muscle. While supplement manufacturers like to quote these studies as proof that CLA can help you build muscle and lose fat, what they don't often tell you is that those that took the supplement also saw increases in their LDL cholesterol, which is sometimes known as bad cholesterol, and a decrease in their HDL cholesterol, or good cholesterol. So let's take a step back. Basically, this is a double whammy. What's happening is, if you take CLA, potentially you could end up increasing the bad while decreasing the good. Not really what we want to have happen. CLA has also been marketed as a powerful antioxidant, with claims that it may help fight cancer cells. Now, this doesn't appear to be the case in reality. In fact, one study found that those taking CLA as a supplement had an increased risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Worldwide, there have also been cases of folks experiencing liver damage when taking CLA as a supplement. This may be because one of the liver's functions is to help metabolize fat. So if we add more fat into the diet via supplementation, it may overwhelm the liver. And you've heard me say this before, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. So while CLA may have health benefits, if you get too much of it, you can actually cause more harm than good. So if we take a step back and look at all of this data, it appears as though we may have some conflicting evidence with regards to CLA and its potential benefits. On the one hand, it seems to help build lean muscle. On the other, it may increase a person's risk for developing diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and it may harm the liver. I imagine that this is partly due to the fact that we simply don't know what the right supplement dosage should be. How much should you take in supplement form and how often? Should the CLA supplement be made of safflower or sunflower oil? Or should we extract the CLA from animal products or mushrooms? We simply don't know. So, in my humble opinion, I would limit my use of CLA as a supplement until we have more information on the correct dosing. So instead, I would consider increasing the intensity of your gym routine or switching it up a bit, focus on consuming lean proteins, combine 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables each day, along with some whole grains to help build that lean muscle, get rid of some of that body fat, and reduce your risk for chronic disease.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, Travis. You're going to be entered into a raffle every month to win a book from us. Now, if you want to send in your own question, basically it's like getting a consultation from me for free, it's really easy to do. Just come by oldpodcast.com and look for the bar along the side of the page that says Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a message straight from your computer's microphone or from a phone if you use the app. You can do multiple takes, and once you're happy with it, you can submit it to us. It's really easy. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So either that or visit oldpodcast.com to send in your question, and if you do so, you'll be in special raffles to win books from us. And thanks to your support, thank you for listening. We now have completed 130 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much. Thank you for sending in your questions. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life. We'll
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.